sorry about that. I tried to swing by the dealer's den to get a commission sheet for an artist that I really wanted to commission this con. And I tried to get there before noon because because I was an ultra sponsor and I was supposed to, and we were supposed to get in before everyone else. That did happen. Apparently they just opened it up at 11:45.
Whoops.
That made it really hard.
Thank you for your support.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
So, thank you for your patience. I'm sorry for being late. I assume you all know what this is, but this is the first time I'm doing this game, this little game show. I only have enough questions for four rounds. The way this game show is going to work is I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to give two possible answers. Is the question about a real animal fact? Or is it something that furries have created? And this is this gets more interesting when you realize that animals get really weird. Two examples I can give that are not answers are there is a type of volcanic snail with an iron shell that lives in volcanoes.
Like Pokemon? Yeah,
there's all...
Yeah, before, though.
Yeah,
no, not just Pokemon. It's an actual animal.
Yeah, I know.
There's also a type of lizard that can peel off its own skin and throw it at predators to scare them off. Yes, I did know that.
I do the same when I eat bad tacos.
Gas stations so should be like.
So, there are prizes.
Yay, prizes!
Yay.
The prizes include. If you get one or two questions right, you get nothing.
Huh.
If you get three questions right, you get a free sketch from me.
Ooh.
That's a little bit, it's more of a reward for me than it is for you guys. I'm not the best artist. If you get four questions right, I'll send you through PayPal about $15.
Wow.
If you get all five questions right, I have some friends that are artists that do commissions frequently that have agreed to take a few commissions paid for by me for whoever, just a simple color commission.
Wow.
So, are there any questions?
All right. How many people per round are able to play?
So I have enough questions for four rounds, so four people get to play.
Oh, my.
And some of them are a bit tricky, because some of them are close to facts, but are not quite.
Ooh.
So, who would like to go for the first round? How about you, front row?
Yay.
Why don't you come up here? If you want to just stand right here.
Well,
that was poor wording. My apologies.
Sorry.
Just
gonna
go over here.
Okay. Let me pull out my thing here. Let's start out with a positive. We'll tell you if it's good, So, furries, a lot of us are LGBT. That's a great thing. But, is this a real thing in the animal kingdom? Are the animals that are gay, are they just us furries? Or are actual animals found in the animal kingdom gay? That's correct.
Yay!
Actually, I have two examples. There have been albatrosses that have been found to do lifelong lesbian couplings.
Oh, wow.
And there are there is at least one species of penguin that that does all courtship behaviors but with same-sex couples.
I live in Syracuse, and there are two sets of gay penguins in the zoo there.
Oh, that is spooky.
And one of them got their own babies this year.
Oh, that is so hilarious. Oh. Question two. We know we have furries, we have scalies, we have sometimes fishies. But in the animal kingdom, it's not always straightforward, is it? Is there a type of snake that lives in northern climates that has developed fur, or is this just a made-up piece of artwork? It is a furry thing. There is an artist online that I've seen do a couple of the evolutions. They also made a fluffy snake, and I thought it was so cute I wanted to add it in. Unfortunately, I can't put a picture of it up because I had a medical issue recently that made it impossible for me to work on my computer for a little while. It was a respiratory issue that was really kicking my ass for a while, but I'm better now.
Yay.
Just my throat is healing up.
Let me erase some of these here.
We all know about paw pads, right? Dogs, cats. But do all mammals have paw pads? Or are there some that don't? Did someone get lazy and just not give their fursuit paw pads? Or are there creatures that just don't have paw pads, that just have fluffy feet? Specifically looking for, is there an animal that you would think has paw pads that does not? Or is it just someone's fursuit that they just made fluffy hands?
I would imagine there's probably at least one species of creature that doesn't have paw pads, so
it is real. Rabbits, like me, do not have paw pads. They have specifically just fluffy feet.
Raccoons, same. I think raccoons may also not have them. I thought I read.
They have digits.
They have digits.
I know for sure bunnies. Like famously, if you get a plushie or Bugs Bunny, they have the paw pads. But in real life, they.
Yep.
So you at least want to. You've gotten to sketch. Let's see if you get money or a color picture. So, there are lots of people that do things at conventions that they probably shouldn't, like getting high. Other animals do interesting things. Is it a fact that dolphins get high off of pufferfish? Or is this someone's persona that likes to use sea creatures as drugs?
Wow.
I'm gonna go with yes on that one. I know sea turtles eat jellyfish to get high.
But do dolphins huff pufferfish?
Yeah.
Do they huff them?
That's a good question, isn't it?
Final answer.
You just said huff, though, so I'm going to go with yes.
I shouldn't have said huff. Because they do.
Whoa!
Dolphins have been found to use pufferfish to get high. And there's a lot of weird facts about dolphins. Oh my god.
Dolphins will beat up baby porpoises for fun.
Yeah.
Dolphins will just beat baby porpoises to death for fun.
Yeah. Alright.
Dolphins are kind of worse.
Oh yeah.
Animals have all kinds of defense mechanisms. Some as simple as spikes, some as complex as electric organs, like the electric eel. Is there a type of mammal that has a similar organ to the electric eel that allows them to produce shocks? Or am I talking about a creature of fiction?
I'm gonna say that one's fiction, I think.
Giga P, it is fiction.
Yay!
It's a great picture of the electric mouse. Yes.
Oh.
I believe that is five questions for you.
Yay!
So that if I can get your telegram after this. You do have telegram, right?
I do. I have three telegrams.
You want me to give you mine? I got my set right.
You can give me his.
Okay, yeah. I will work with one of my artist friends, and we will get you a color picture.
Woo!
Yeah. So I'll get you this and get the details so we can get the information. I can send it to my friend.
Awesome. Okay.
Thank you.
That was very fun.
Alright. So, now that we got a good idea, who would like to go next? You, Greeny. Yes.
Yay.
Yes, you. The goggles and the baby on your back.
You can do it.
We believe in you!
Alright. So, you feeling confident?
Yes.
Alright, we're gonna get a little bit harder now.
Oh boy!
So, religion has some interesting stories, like Jesus walking on water. But, is he the only one? Are there creatures that actually... You know this one?
The lizard.
Which kind of lizard?
The basilisk lizard?
Yes, you are correct. Yeah. I was going to say, is this a fan art of Jesus lizard, or is it an actual lizard? And it is. It's called the basilisk lizard, and it runs fast with wide toes to run on top of water. That one was one of the easier ones.
Depends. I'm sure there are plenty of people at this convention who've never heard of
it. It's true. Oh. In nature, it's never straightforward what eats what, is there? So, a killer whale can kill a moose, but is this the main character of a furry story that is an orca that hunts down a moose? Or is it a fact that orcas are a natural predator of moose in the wild?
I don't know how that would be possible. I am going to say furry thing.
It is a fact.
What?
Moose can actually dive really far in the water, and when they do, they are somewhat frequently actually caught and eaten by killer whales.
Wow. Anybody else here think that was fake, or did y'all, anybody think that was real?
I know, the first time I heard it, I thought it was bizarre as heck.
I thought it was a good scene.
Alright, so, the
expense
of commission is
off the table. Nope, me still getting the 15 for the sketch.
Alright.
So I'm sure we've all heard of the immortal jellyfish.
Yeah.
We've heard of, different possibilities. But that is generally a life cycle where it goes back to being a baby and then starting again. Is there an animal that is actually immortal, or is this a fursona trait that people frequently use?
I think I know what you're referring to. Tardigrades. Is it fact?
It is not a tardigrade.
Oh, but is it fact, though?
It is a fact.
Woo!
The creature I'm looking for is the lobster.
Oh.
They do not die by old age.
Really? Lobster!
They will actually die by... They will no longer be able to grow, and they will suffocate in their own shell.
Oh.
Wow.
So they continuously grow forever until they are no longer able to support their own weight.
Wow.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Largest on record lobster was like 40 pounds.
And over like 300 years.
I bet he was delicious.
Oh.
No, he was at the party. That's really bad.
Yeah, but you got that one. That is 2 correct for you so far, right?
Okay. Everybody keep track of that too?
Is it 2 and 1?
I should probably keep better track myself.
It's like 2 right, 1 wrong.
Yeah.
Alright.
So. Dragons in fiction. Dragons in reality. They exist. But is acid spitting an actual dragon, like the Komodo dragon, capable of doing? Or is this... How to Train Your Dragon.
I don't want to say it's fact.
It is fiction.
No!
While Komodo dragons do have venom that is powerful enough to melt flesh, they cannot spit this venom.
Oh.
Yes?
So the $15 is just
money. Well, you have the sketch.
Yes.
You can do it.
Thank you. Alright. Happy to win anything. This is fun.
So
we're winning our hearts.
Aww.
So we have, since Jurassic Park, we have learned that dinosaurs are not only scales. They have more than just scales. We know that there are feathers. Are there dinosaurs with fur, or are this only raptor masks?
Ooh. I am gonna say that.
As far as I'm aware, it is fiction. They have been found to be somewhat fluffy in the fact that they have loose feathers, but there are, as far as I am aware, no dinosaurs that have been found with patterns in their bones of fur.
Hmm. Darn. How many people thought that they had fur? Anybody think there was a dinosaur that had fur?
It's
yeah.
a 50-50 guess for me.
Yeah, I mean, that.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be possible, but fur is not a...
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate you picking me.
Yep. I was not expecting that. So, who would like to be third?
Well, not as easy as... Contestant number one made it. See him. Oh.
You know what? You with the flashy neck.
Oh.
Turn your head.
You
Square teeth and suck out the meat.
I'm sure they're very creepy looking.
They are. I've caught them. They are weird looking. On the side, they look fine, but when you look at their face, it's like they've got human teeth.
They look British.
I'll give you a little bit of an easier one here. In nature, there's a lot of defense mechanisms. We talked about a few here, but some of them just get gross, don't they? Like, shooting blood. Is this someone's really edgy persona shooting their blood? Or is there an actual creature out there that shoots blood to save itself?
I think that would be a fact.
It is a fact. It is the horned lizard actually does shoot blood from their eyes.
Oh. That's
I'm not going to go too detailed on this one, but we know animals reproduce. It requires at least two animals to reproduce. Usually. But is there creatures capable of asexual reproduction? Or is this a trait of a furry specific species?
I'm going to say that's a fact.
Yay!
Yeah. This one's a bit of a tricky one.
Huh?
Because technically you are right and you are wrong.
What? Oh.
There is a creature that is capable of cloning itself.
Oh.
But it's really difficult to say if it's asexual reproduction. Sometimes it's referred to as such, but the creature, when you find them, they are actually genetically identical. So they are more so clones than they are a child, a reproduction. So the actual answer I was going for was actually the Dutch angel dragons do not actually reproduce. When they reform from death, there is a chance that they will form too. I'll let you guys decide. Should we count cloning, or are we going to go with Dutch angel dragons?
Let's count it.
Count it? All right. I had actually forgotten about the cloning creature until, like, an hour ago.
It's a salamander.
I don't think it's a salamander. I can't remember exactly what it is.
Whiptail lizard?
It's
definitely a lizard.
I think that's five questions for you. And you got one wrong. So, I'll have to get you to get your information afterwards. And I will send you by PayPal about $15. Woo! Alright, I have five more questions, five and one more possible. Your friend seems to really want you to come up, so come on up to the flannel. Different ways. Sometimes they will
They will do something to digest it outside their stomach. Some will chew. But it is almost unheard of for things to eat things fermented, and less unheard of for creatures like turtles to ferment food before they eat it. So, is this a fictional creature that I'm talking about? Or is there an actual turtle that ferments berries before it eats them?
I would imagine this is true.
That is the Pokedex entry for Shuckle.
Ah!
It digests inside of its shell berries into a fermented berry juice.
Darn, that was a very good one. I thought that could have been
Not quite. It's just, that's just what the Pokedex entry says, it ferments berries in its shell.
Shuckle, the drunk Pokemon.
Everything's coming up Shuckle.
So, let's get over here. We know carnivores, they eat meat. We know omnivores, they eat everything. We know insectivores, they eat bugs. We know herbivores, they eat plants. At least that's what we usually think. Is it a fact that herbivores eat meat and carnivores eat plants more often than you think? Or is this just furries being weird and just eating, being omnivores?
I guess it would depend on
it is actually a fact. Herbivores very frequently have been found to eat meat. Sometimes cows will be found eating rabbits, and there is a famous study where scientists tried to catch birds in a net and study them before releasing them, but when they went to go find the birds, they couldn't find them, and when they looked at the trail cams, they found a herd of deer had walked by, found the birds trapped in the net, and ate the birds out of the net.
No. Yeah, me.
Louie from Beastars.
it is not common because they can't they digest it slowly and can cause problems. But herbivores do eat meat and carnivores do eat plants. So, we all know that there are different classifications of animals that just don't sound right. Murder of crows, for one thing. But business is something you don't normally think animals doing. But is there a group of animals that is called a business, or is this just, or am I just referring to things like the dealer's den with furry businesses?
I have heard this before, so I would say true. I can't say what animal it is.
That's okay, I'll help you. It's a ferret.
Yay!
Yep.
A group of ferrets is called a business. Now, I was looking this up to make sure. The answer I got was apparently it refers to how busy they look when they're running around each other.
No.
Animals get really, really fast. I mean, we can all think of like the cheetah, the fastest land mammal, going at like 60 miles per hour. But how fast can animals go? Can animals actually break the sound barrier? Or is this someone's Sona or character?
I'll say true for this one.
It is unfortunately fiction.
Oh!
I am referring to Sonic the Hedgehog breaking the sound barrier. There are, however, species of birds that can go over 100 miles per hour, and I think that's what I was thinking. The peregrine falcon, I believe, when swooping down can reach speeds of 165 miles per hour.
Well, I haven't blown outside yet.
We went outside to begin with. We're furries. We stay inside perpetually. All right. My last question. So, we all know what a mimic is. There are things that can mimic other things. Is there an animal that is a sound mimic, or it is a mammal, I should say, a mammal that is a perfect mimic of other creatures? Or is this someone's persona that mimics others?
I could imagine a mammal mimicking a bird in real life.
A more than a bird, like many creatures. It is true.
The Drongo.
There is actually a famous example of a person whose apartment got complaints because their dog was barking out the window. Problem, they don't have a dog. They have a cat. Their cat was pointing their head out the window and barking like a dog.
What?
That must have been a mystery that it was hard to answer.
There are so many questions that I have to ask.
There's so many. So, was that four or was that three?
That was five.
Well, no. I mean, how many did you get right?
Oh, I think it's two. I think
I got three. No, because the last one, you got the last one. So I think
yeah, I think you got three. So I will deal with you here in a minute, and I will get your information so I can draw you a quick sketch while I have some free time later today. There's someone who I will need to get PayPal for 15, and I need to get with you for a color sketch. Get you in contact with my friend. Thank you all for coming. It was actually significantly more successful than I thought it was going to be. And this room was definitely a lot more massive than I had expected. So, because of that, I will be doing this again next year.
Yay!
Hopefully next year I'll have a PowerPoint and pictures and everything to share. So, thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for hosting.